Welcome to Pharma Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Bowling, producer of Pharma Talk. We're so excited to bring the Mobile and Clinical Trials Conference to Europe for the first time on May 15th and 16th at the Millennium Gloucester Hotel in London. If you work or want to work with mobile and digital technologies to make clinical trials more efficient and reduce patient burden, I highly recommend this particular conference for you. I would like to thank Jennifer Morin, who carefully and meticulously produced this program. And I'm pleased to give you a quick fire overview of the conference. Using our past 4 years of experience in the U.S., we are able to combine the best examples of mobile and digital optimization in clinical trials from the U.S. with examples from the U.K. and other parts of Europe. The conference is chaired by Pfizer's Dr. Daniel Karlin, who has done a superb job chairing the U.S. event. Novartis's Thilo Hash opens the program on day one with a session on how to implement mobile in a fragmented landscape with cultural barriers. Dan will follow with a session about balancing patient engagement with the risk of bias in terms of the effects of mobile technology on clinical trials. Next, Janssen's Dr. Hilde van Aken discusses Janssen's suite of smart technologies to transform clinical trials from concept to implementation. After the morning networking break, Verily's Life Sciences Dr. Tushar Parlikar talks about how Verily's StudyWatch is tackling scalability of wearables in clinical trials. And FYI, this was one of the highest-rated sessions at the U.S. event. This session is followed by a technology showcase and then lunch and networking. The afternoon kicks off with Kevin Jenkins of GSK, who discusses GSK's PARADE study and talks about where are they now and lessons learned. Next, Carol McGuire of the University of California, San Francisco, describes the trials and tribulations of their Healthy Heart Revolutionary ongoing mobile clinical study. Dr. Dan returns to lead a session on what to consider in selecting a digital technology partner. Then, in the final session of the day, we ask, which remote clinical trial model is right for you? And demo various remote trial model options. Day two begins with Dan's opening remarks before continuing with Dr. Bert Hartog of Janssen on the company's first-of-its-kind collaboration using mobile devices to remotely monitor safety. And then we have Roche's Dr. Christian Gossens, who follows with a session on Roche's Parkinson's disease study and digital biomarker measures. This will follow with our keynote presentation with Vodafone's Dr. Nuria Oliver, who gives a visionary keynote to address data-driven decision-making. And having seen Nuria present, she has never failed to deliver a thought-provoking, cutting-edge talk. Following the morning networking, Citi's Jennifer Goldsack, she will discuss the findings from their mobile clinical trials program, but make recommendations on novel endpoints. And then we have patient advocate Barry Pennington, who will follow to give the patient point of view and answer the questions, how do you feel about being monitored continuously? And in the final session of the program, Emma Bender of the UK's National Institute of Health Research talks about strategizing for e-consent across clinical research. To learn more about the Mobile and Clinical Trials Europe Conference, visit theconferenceforum.org and be sure to use code TEML for a 10% discount. And again, it's theconferenceforum.org and the discount code is TEML. Thanks for listening.